keeps these alarms working for 10 years so you never change batteries. With four models for specific rooms in your home, like a lighted hallway alarm or voice alert bedroom alarm, upgrade your smoke alarms and set your worries aside for 10 years. Kidde worry-free smoke alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
This spring, plant something beautiful in your driveway. Introducing the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Right now, get 1.9% APR on a certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty and amenities like 24/7 roadside assistance. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Luxurious by any standards. Certified by ours. Not all buyers qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/13. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and details.
President Obama raising money for Democrats in California and getting booed by some of his usual supporters.
Several hundred protesters gathered down the block from the president's fundraiser. No pipeline for the 1%. They shouted, "No pipeline for the 1%," in opposition to the Keystone XL pipeline that could be approved by the State Department in coming months. President Obama didn't mention Keystone, but he did defend his record on climate change. Ann Compton, ABC News.
Ah, Paris in the springtime. Ella Fitzgerald and Nat King Cole sang about it. Now, Parisians and tourists both are seeing and hearing something just a little bit different.
Call it old-school lawn care in the form of four shaggy black sheep. The two-foot-tall Bretons have been moved onto a half-acre park, and Parisians absolutely adore the new additions. From now through the summer, their job will be to simply munch. Eco-grazing is the name attached to their activity. No need for fossil-fueled mowers or chemical fertilizers. And if the woolly critters perform well, expect more of their cousins to occupy other Parisian parks in the coming years. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
He'll be back. Jerry Springer is getting another TV show. Investigation Discovery Network says Springer will host a new weekly series called Tabloid. No surprise it will look at the most bizarre stories in those magazines you see at the grocery store checkout lines. This is ABC News.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we'll sell you parts and deliver them straight to your door. But do we stop there? Well, technically, yes. We don't come inside your house or anything, but we do keep going. Metaphorically. Because when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is absolutely free. Great deals, great parts, and free delivery. All at AdvanceAutoParts.com. One more way. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Chuck Wagon Night every Thursday and Saturday night at the Spouting Horn Restaurant in Depot Bay. Chuck Wagon Night now features prime rib. What most thought was the very best got even better at the Spouting Horn, Highway 101, Depot Bay. The Spouting Horn Restaurant, KNPT, forecast rain today, high 54. East wind, 5 to 10 miles an hour, increasing out of the south, 15 to 20 this afternoon. Rain tonight, showers after midnight, low 48, south wind at 20 to 30 miles an hour. Rain and 54 on Friday. The south wind continues, 80% chance of showers Saturday.
How was your rest last night? Did you wake up three times with back pain? Maybe you have a traditional memory foam mattress that can give you that sinking sensation and build up heat. At Roby's Furniture and Appliance, you'll find the new Simmons Superior Comfortpedic Advance NXG Memory Foam Mattress. It responds quickly, gives you the ideal combination of comfort and support without overheating. Find out why Comfortpedic is called the better memory foam. Stop by Roby's Furniture and Appliance today. They're in Astoria, Tillamook, Lincoln City, Newport, and Florence, serving the people who call the coast home.
It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Boy, I've got to get my act together here, ladies. On the program today, it's going to be a good one. We've got Carol James. She's the program manager for CASA, and also Betsy Henderson. She's the executive director. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Casey.
So nice to have you on the program. It really is. And thanks for joining us today on Connections every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We talk about news events. We talk with organizations like CASA related to Lincoln County government. And before we get started, let's take a look at Lincoln County's homepage, what's new in the latest news, some information that you might find interesting there, nonprofit social service agency allocation grant applications are being accepted right now. You can find those on Lincoln County's website. Also, Transit is launching a new service, and it's part of a 5-county service called the North by Northwest Connector. And it's improving the transit connections between the coast and the valley. And there's a link there. There's 3 and 7-day passes available. So if you're kind of interested about getting this new seamless connection and traveling throughout coastal counties and into the valley, you should take a look at this. It's pretty interesting. And we've got a pretty big media push coming on this. So you're going to be hearing a lot more as you're out and about and listening to the media. And finally, I do want everybody to know that WIC has room to serve more families. That's women, infants, and children from Lincoln County. Please be aware that you may qualify and may be able to get great food vouchers and nutritional information from the wonderful staff we have from WIC. So without further ado, let's welcome our guests. Good morning.
Good morning again.
Wow, so great to have you on the program. I'm already learning. You know, we always sort of debrief and you know, hit our talking points in the green room, and it's really nice to talk to you guys. I think one of the things right away I'm going, wow, this is really important. And also when we get into the training and volunteer stuff, I mean, it's a tough commitment, and I don't maybe say hard, but you've really got to be a person who wants to do this, huh?
Definitely. Definitely. Our advocates are just top of the line, and we need more, of course, but we have some wonderful citizens here in Lincoln County that have stepped up to the plate for abused and neglected children, and they do such an awesome job.
And Casey, let me just throw out there, but before we go on, for the people who may not know what CASA stands for, acronym for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. So,
And Betsy, CASA... what's the history? I mean, how long has CASA been an organization in Lincoln County?
Well, in Lincoln County, this is our 25th year.
Wow.
We are celebrating, yes. But it actually started in 1988 here, but 1977 it was started by a family court judge in Seattle, because he would get these child abuse cases, children who had been taken into foster care, and he would see the DA out there, and he would see the caseworkers, and he would see the parents and the parents' appointed attorneys, and he felt like he was never hearing about the most important people in the case, of course, and that was, you know, the children. Well, how were they doing? Where were they? What were their needs? Were their needs being met? So he gathered together about 5 of his friends, and they came up with this name, and he appointed them as advocates. And then in the years after, it spread. And so it's a nationwide thing now. It's a federal and state mandate that when a child goes into foster care, they are to have a CASA volunteer appointed, an advocate appointed. So it's part of the reason why we're here, is we're starting another training, because we have many children in Lincoln County with advocates, but we have right now about 35, I think, that do not have advocates.
That's exactly 35. As of yesterday, I got a case appointed. So our advocates are stepping up to the plate. They're carrying caseloads that are probably not good, because you can't pay the special attention to an individual case,
right,
or the family of children. But they just see the need. So we need more advocates. And after the training, it's quite a commitment, and we understand that. But it's so worthwhile. I can't tell you the special place that you end up in a child's heart and mind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just a wonderful thing that people are doing. And, you know, Betsy, I kind of something I was thinking of as you were talking about when CASA was established. It also sounds like the time around victims assistance was sort of pushed through. So it seems like culturally at that time we were deciding, hey, we need to support kids and victims, and it's a critical thing.
I think you're right, yeah.
If you've just joined the program, we've got Carol James. She's the program manager for CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates. Betsy Henderson, she's the executive director of CASA. Let's, when we come back, talk about the training, get into the details, talk about the bash coming up, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Halls? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Halls? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Halls Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Halls Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Halls.
Coastal Refrigeration has an immediate opening for a person to work locally in the refrigeration, heating, and cooling industry. Time spent in restaurant refrigeration and equipment and marine systems is definitely a plus. Experience is preferred, however, training may be provided for the right person with a good mechanical aptitude and or background. This position with Coastal Refrigeration offers good pay and health insurance. Apply in person to Coastal Refrigeration, 730 Northeast 3rd Street, Newport, an equal opportunity employer.
This spring, plant something beautiful in your driveway. Introducing the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Right now, get 1.9% APR on a certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty and amenities like 24/7 roadside assistance. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Luxurious by any standards. Certified by ours. Not all buyers qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services limited-term financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/13. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and details.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We're talking about court-appointed special advocates today. That's CASA, of course. Finding out today, I'm discovering how long CASA has been in our community. And if you're not aware of CASA, once again, Betsy, basically you help kids.
We help kids. That's why this was started many years ago, and that's why it has endured. And right now, I mean, there's over 950 CASA organizations across the United States. But again, it was put in place because children were being taken into foster care and then just, you know, kind of falling through the cracks, mm-hmm. so to speak. And so this was started, and now there are people appointed to their cases and go into court on a regular basis to report on how the children are doing, what their needs are, and what's in their best interest.
So an upcoming training. And Carol, how does this begin? And if I make a phone call to you and say, I think this might be for me, what does our conversation sound like at that point?
The conversation would be a reality check of how intense the training is, the intense work that you are committed to. You stay with a case, I would say, on the average of 2 years. It takes that long to sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Not
two
always.
Years. Oh, okay.
Not always, but okay. You have to be committed at least for 2 years for a case of a child or children in a family. You get assigned to a family. And that kind of commitment is not always something that people can do, and mm-hmm. that's okay too. We need to explain to you what your role is, to advocate for the best interests of children who are in foster care, and they have been abused and neglected. It is some very sad situations. The outcome you're looking for is that child to be happy, healthy, and safe, either with their family or with another family. But that is the goal, and that's what we strive for on a daily basis. The training is pretty intense, too. You have to learn the legal system. That's not familiar to most people because that's what we work within. We are parties to a legal case. And then you have to learn how to investigate the abuse and neglect that has occurred, and what you're going to do is recommend to the court what that child needs. You're the eyes and ears of that judge. She can't go out in the community and see what's going on with these children. So you have to do that. And it's, like I said, it's an awesome responsibility, but the end result is so wonderful.
Sure, sure. Making such a difference in a person's life. This training starts the 15th, goes on the 16th, the 19th, and the 22nd, which you said is about a half day. So can folks expect about a six-hour day, a seven-hour day?
9 to 2:30, somewhere in that range, depending on how many questions come up, because I want you to ask all the questions you can and be familiar with the program. And you don't have to be committed at the day one. After you go through the training, if you find it's not for you, then speak up. And that's wonderful that you've had that opportunity to learn about it.
Can individuals get any syllabus or pre-coursework in advance to look over that information?
Well, I could give you a letter that explains what the commitment is, but until you hear the whole story, you probably won't get the full picture. But yes, you can get a general overview.
How difficult is it to master? I mean, is it a lot of legal jargon? How do you help them navigate between that and, you know, thinking about it practically?
Okay, we have to be practical. Yes, that's the key word, because yes, you learn legal jargon, but that's not your focus. Your focus is the child. Your focus is making sure that child gets their medical, their dental, their needs met and in their best interest. But the legal part may be confusing, but I help you through that. I've been doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. So, and it changes on a daily basis. So don't focus just on the legal part. Focus on your children and making sure they get what they need. And I'll help you through that whole process. I do not let your hand go until you feel comfortable in doing it.
It sounds like a very dynamic process, really. And do you find, do volunteers find themselves going to homes?
Definitely.
Children's homes?
Definitely. They visit the foster homes so that they can make sure that the foster home is appropriate for the child. You know, mm-hmm. not every child fits in every home, so those needs need to be looked at as well. They go to the foster homes. And if a child returns home happily, you also would have a period of time that you'd be visiting their home with their family. So you go to the doctors, you go to meetings if they have mental health issues, you go to
schools.
Talk to their schools, their teachers,
wow.
their mental health professionals. It's the full gamut of their lives.
You know, it sounds to me like, and I want to say this, that maybe you become sort of this guardian angel, but is that the wrong term to maybe apply to?
I think of them that way. They don't, but I do.
Really?
I really do, because there have been instances where I think they've saved children's lives.
Is there any difficulty being an advocate and separating when things are done? Can that be hard?
We do need to debrief. We need to debrief on a regular basis where you're going through your cases, because like I said, yeah. sometimes the situations are pretty sad. But I do help you through that process, or Betsy can. And at the end of it, yes, you do get connected. You sometimes stay connected after the case is over. That'll be up to the family that has the children and the children themselves. But this is a small community. You're going to run into them if they stay in the community.
Yeah.
But I think our training and our volunteers understand that they still have to have that separation.
Right, right. There's that certain professional distance as well, too.
Definitely.
Wow. Just amazing. Well, if you've joined our program, we're talking to Carol James. She's the program manager of CASA, and Betsy Henderson. She's the executive director. We're going to finish up the program in just a moment, so stay with us, and we'll be right back on Lincoln County Connections.
Finally, spring. Spring flowers, green grass, new soil to hold up the planting beds. Does your old wheelbarrow look more like a strainer since all of the rust set in? Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City is a real red-hot buy this month. 6-cubic-foot poly wheelbarrow, just $39.99. That's a $10 Ace Best Buy savings. Instant savings are available exclusively for Ace Rewards members. Sign up and start saving today at Mills Ace Hardware North and South. Ace really is the place.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have a serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment. This local guy came up to me and said, "They call the guard out for this stuff?"
He probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, "I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up."
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Oregon National Guard. Aired by the Oregon Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Get the lowest prices of the season at Macy's Spring Spectacular Sale. Save 50 to 80% store-wide. Bras and shapewear from Bali, Maidenform, and more. Buy two, get two free. Izod Sportswear, now 50% plus an extra 10% off. Women's shoes, the more you buy, the more you save. Designer handbags, now 25% off. and save 60 to 70% on all down and down alternative comforters. Get the lowest prices of the season now at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to the program, Lincoln County Connections. We're talking with members of CASA and court-appointed special advocates out, protecting kids and fundraising. Let's get into that component of it, because we've talked about the volunteer commitments and the training that's coming up. And if you are just joining us and you are interested, there is a training in April, 15th, 16th, 19th, and 22nd. It's all four of those days are kind of half days, four and a half days.
I would say four days.
And you do have a website, and I want people to know where they can find out about you. That's CASALincolnCounty.org.
CASALincolnCounty.org. You can go to, and let me just go ahead and say right now, we are literally in the middle of updating our website. It's sort of sad right now, but I want to also put a shout out to Lisa Gray of Gray's Web Design. Oh. She is helping us update our website, and so I'm right now getting information to her. So it's in sort of a sad state right now, because Carol and I really don't have time to go on that and keep it up. But Lisa, yeah, I think people know about her locally here, and she's fantastic. So she's helping us do that. But you can get some information. You can download an application. You can get our phone number on there. Oh, yes, you can donate. In fact, let me just go ahead and get right into, if it's okay, Casey, about our main once-a-year fundraiser.
Yeah,
and
talk.
I think last year we almost didn't have enough room for everybody that came. We generally have about 110 people come. Last year we had 135 people, and that is our annual beach bash.
Nice.
And it's at the Embarcadero. And I've got to say, the Embarcadero, even the new management now, they're donating almost everything.
Wow,
so
cool.
It's wonderful. And it's Saturday, May 11th at 6 o'clock. What has become a lot of fun on this fundraising event is people have decided to make it tropical, that kind of beachy, because mm-hmm. we don't really have that kind of weather here. But for that one night, we all pretend we're in, I don't know, Hawaii or Fiji or somewhere, and people wear flowers in their hair and leis and board shorts, flip-flops, Hawaiian shirts, the whole deal. So it's a really fun night, but of course it is a fundraiser. We're there to make some money so we can continue to recruit and train people to go in and do this work for abused and neglected children.
So you want to get tropical for the beach bash.
Yeah.
But is your music typically like live or just kind of fun tropical DJ'd music?
We've had both. And this year we're once again having a DJ, same guy we had last year. He and his son come. And one of our advocates, it's one of her neighbors in Lincoln City, and I'm blanking on his name. I'm so embarrassed, but I'll find that out.
It may come to you. Just shout it out.
Okay, if it does. But no, we play Beach Boys music and some oldies and that kind of thing. So we just try and keep it fun. And Roger Robertson, I think everybody knows him. He does our auction for us.
Roger
Robertson.
I can do him pretty good.
He's really good.
So,
and you have auctions, and is that an opportunity too that you get to meet some of the volunteers, and do you talk about them while you're there, or do you more just kind of mingle?
No, we talk about our advocates and what they do and how important this is. Certainly there's a lot of mingling too. We actually have a mom who's going to be one of the speakers. She had been somebody who gotten into a lot of trouble in her life, had her children taken away from her. Mm-hmm. They were in the foster care system. And then, she worked very, very hard, has come out the other side. It's been a couple of years. She's actually going to come and speak to the group about how important it was for her to have the advocate there advocating for her children and for their needs and how their lives as a family is so much better now.
This is a great way to really find out who's involved with CASA, other people. I mean, this could be a great opportunity to see if this is a fit for you.
Definitely.
To do some kind of informal exploration of
and
what
you
guys do.
If you have questions, I'll be there.
Yep, we're there.
And Carol will be there.
Yes.
Well, maybe you'll be over with your beach booth. It'll send information or something
I'll
like
sign
that.
Sign you up on the spot.
Well, let's just drive home how critical it is that you guys get the funding that you need. It's an ongoing thing, I'm sure.
It's an ongoing thing, and like I said, this is our one event for the year. And the interesting thing, I think we were talking a little bit earlier, how this is the state mandates. There's a statute that says, you know, a child is to have an advocate. But because of the budget and how things are, we all know how that is. Yeah. We get about 11% of our budget from state money. Hopefully, that'll be a little bit more this year, but, you know, they're in session right now. And certainly, we are grateful to the United Way, to all the local cities, to the county. Thank you very much. You know, so we get little bits of funding from lots of different places, private donors, foundations, the Meyer Memorial Trust, Ford Family Foundation, a lot of local businesses and people. But this is our one event that kind of ties it all together for us, and we're able to, you know, bring in the bulk of our funding with this event. So, and it's lots of fun.
And did we give a shout out to Dave Miller already?
We did not give a shout out to Dave Miller in these radio stations. And I have to say, for the last couple of years, Dave has put on our announcement about this event.
That's great.
Probably, you know, close to $2,000 worth of free advertising. Yeah. He's wonderful, a great community supporter for the children.
We're glad to be here too, and you know, he really does support the community, and that's just a wonderful thing. Thank you, Dave Miller and your Quinta Bay Communications. So, okay, with a minute left, let's put a wrap on it. The Beach Bash coming up. It's Saturday, May 11th.
Saturday, May 11th at the Embarcadero. And you can call us at 265-3116 or, again, go to the website casalincolncounty.org or just Google us. You will find us, get information about that.
And the training coming up on
April 15th, 16th, 19th, and 22nd.
Yeah, if you're interested, give Carol James a call. And we've got a phone number for you as well. They can reach you at 265-3116.
Correct.
And you can go online at casalincolncounty.org. Ladies, thanks you for coming into the program today.
Thank you.
All right, and thank you for listening. We will be here same time, same place next week. Have a great day.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.
Your State Farm agent Jeff Schranz in Newport provides insurance for auto, home, business, life, health, plus financial services. The offices of Jeff Schranz are across from the Newport Post Office. Call 541-265-2011. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Lincoln County Foster Care Review Board will be holding a public forum in Newport today starting at 4 o'clock.